Day 21. Be encouraged. I have come to learn that doing something for God is not the same as working in what God is doing. Years ago, in studying Watchman Nee's book, Spiritual Authority, the following quote spoke to me immensely, even though I was unable to totally grasp all that it was saying. Nee writes, "As man's obedience increases, his actions decrease." When we first begin to follow the Lord, we are full of activity, but quite short on obedience. But as we advance in spirituality, our actions gradually diminish until we are filled with obedience. Many, however, do what they like and refuse to do what they dislike. They never ponder whether or not they are acting out of obedience. Hence, many works are done out of self and not in obedience to God. And that was in page 21. Now, many years later, I understood a bit more just what Nee meant. Hence, my opening statement of I have come to learn that doing something for God is not the same as working in what God is doing. Paul penned to the Romans concerning Israel, "For I bear them record that they have zeal of God, but not according to knowledge," in Romans 10 and 2, and meaning they had knowledge of God and were so superior to the Gentiles in privilege, but they sought God in an external way, by rules and rites, and missed Him. They became zealous for the letter and the form instead of for God Himself. J. Vernon McGee concludes, "I know some churches, friend, where the members are as busy as termites. On Monday night, they play basketball. On Tuesday night, it is football. On Wednesday night, it is volleyball. On Thursday night, it is baseball. On Friday night, they just have a ball. They have something going on every night. They have a zeal of God. They like to do it all in the name of Jesus. But all they have is religion. The Holy Spirit is calling His people to pray for revival, to seek His face for the lost, the hurting, the abused, and the addicted. He is calling His people to have His heart towards a world whose heart has been hardened towards Him. That is the work He is doing right now. He is releasing an anointing to pray fervently and effectively for what He is going to do in this world. Let's obey and let's pray." Our prayer focused? Be encouraged. For He saith, "I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in a day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." 2 Corinthians 6 and 2. The sense is, as of old, there was a particular time when God was pleased to pour out His particular blessing. So there is now. And this is that particular time. This is a time of particular blessing. The blessing is obedience to Him in prayer, and He will answer your cries.